Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Grieve. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pat Zachary. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Del Unser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rudy May. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Rudy May. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grieve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on May. Flynn moves to second. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is called out on strikes. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 1 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grieve. May reaches second base with a double. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes May trying to get to home. Henderson throws the ball into Stearns, who tags May, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 1 in the game. Montanez strikes out. One out. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grieve is 0 for 1 in the game. Grieve hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Grieve moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grieve moves to third. Mozilli moves to second. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0 for 1 in the game. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 2 in the game. Randle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Randle reaches second base with a double. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a line drive towards the mound. May catches it and throws to second to double up Randle. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Unser reaches second base with a double. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Unser scores. It's Mets, 1, Expos, 1. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. May bunts in front of the plate. Stearns fields it and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to second. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromartie takes first base on ball 4. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Greve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spear moves to third. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 2 in the game. Montanez hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Greve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greve is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Greve is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Unser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a pop-up towards third. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Mozilli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-2 in the game. Zachary is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. May takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Zachary. Cash moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Randle hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to second. Marty Cornejo now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish bunts towards the mound. Cornejo fields it and throws to first for the out. Carter moves to third. Perez moves to second. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Unser is walked intentionally. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Greve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Expos. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Sam Mahias now playing left field. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-3 in the game. Montanez strikes out. One out. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grieve is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grieve hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 2, Expos, 2. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stearns is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Sam Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a pop-up towards third. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-4 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Flynn hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mahias settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood pinch hits for Marty Cornejo. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field. Mahias picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mahias. Youngblood moves to second. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Randall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mahias. Randall reaches second base with a double. Youngblood scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Mets. Stan Bonson now pitching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-4 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Henderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Joel Youngblood now playing right field. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.